What we have seen in Egypt is not a surprise. What we're experiencing and what we're witnessing on our TV screens is the culmination of 30 years of brutal force and brutal monopoly of power, use of power, use of violence by the Egyptian government against its own citizens, against any political dissidents in Egypt. Hosni Mubarak has used an iron fist policy to deal with his opponents, and there has been a lot of pent-up energy and pent-up anger in Egypt that was waiting for a release. In a way, he was sitting on a powder keg, and now it's exploding. And I guess the trigger came from Tunisia when, only last month, the president was deposed from power because of street rallies and because of the reluctance of the security forces in Tunisia to use force to quell the unrest and to shoot their own citizens. Now, the Egyptian government has no qualms about using force against its own citizens. It has already killed many people in the streets, many protesters, and it's likely to continue using force. So I'm not surprised that that Egypt is experiencing this degree of violence. I'm not surprised that Egypt is going through this very difficult time, and this bodes ill for the neighborhood, for a lot of the neighbors in the Middle East. Of course, Egypt has been an intellectual powerhouse in the Arab world. Egypt has produced Gamal Abdel Nasser, the father of Arab nationalism, that led the war against Israel. Egypt has been at the forefront of intellectual innovation in the Arab world. Egypt is the home of Al-Azhar, Al-Azhar University. So Egypt has a lot of weight in the Arab world, and what happens in Egypt matters for the rest of the Arab world. Unfortunately, I don't think that the future is very bright, at least for the foreseeable future in Egypt, simply because Hosni Mubarak is not going to shy away from the use of violence. He knows that his hold on power is quite tenuous, that the only way he can maintain power is by the use of force against his own citizens. So he's not going to listen to the advice that he's been given by leaders in the West in relation to refraining from the use of violence, a smooth transition to democracy. I don't think none of that is going to be applicable to Hosni Mubarak, which makes the situation even more tense. I don't think the appointment of Omar Suleiman as the vice president is going to change anything for Mubarak's chances of staying in power. Suleiman has been too close to Mubarak's regime. He has been the spy master of Egyptian government for the past years. So he enjoys very little credibility in the streets of Egypt.